Good evening. This is Akashvani, and I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says new era of permanent peace is being seen in Naxal-affected areas of Chhattisgarh. Inaugurates and lays foundation stones of various development projects worth more than 33,700 crore rupees. In his Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani, PM urges citizens to make Catch the Rain a mass movement. Centre extends Armed Forces Special Powers Act in Manipur, parts of Nagaland and Arunachal Pradesh for 6 months. Indian Navy ships sail with humanitarian aid to earthquake-hit Myanmar. Death toll rises above 1,700. Iran rejects direct negotiations with the United States over its nuclear program. President Draupadi Murmu extends greetings to people on eve of Eid al-Fitr. And in the Asian Championships, Indian wrestlers Udit and Deepak Punia to play for gold in freestyle event in Jordan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated, laid the foundation stones and dedicated development projects worth more than 33,700 crore rupees related to power, road, rail, oil and gas, education and housing at Mohabhatta in Bilaspur district of Chhattisgarh. Addressing a public meeting on this occasion, the Prime Minister said that a new era of permanent peace is being seen in the Naxal-affected areas of Chhattisgarh. He said that roads, electricity and mobile network, along with health and other facilities, are being provided in the remote tribal areas of the state.
Chhattisgarh ki sthiti tezi se badal rahi hai. Jab Sukma jile ke ek swasthya kendra ko rashtriya gunavatta praman patra milta hai, to naya vishwas jagta hai. Jab kai saal baad Dantewada mein phir se swasthya kendra shuru hota hai, naya vishwas jagta hai. Aise hi prayason ke karan नक्सल प्रभावित क्षेत्रों में स्थायी शांति का नया दौर नजर आ रहा है.
In recent years, many schools have been reopened in Naxal-affected areas. Mr. Modi said that the fate of Chhattisgarh is changing. The Prime Minister said that Dharti Abha Janajati Utkarsh Abhiyan has been started for the development of tribal areas. During the program, Grih Pravesh of 3 lakh beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen was held. The Prime Minister handed over the keys of houses to 3 lakh beneficiaries of this scheme. Mr. Modi said that his government does not just build four walls, but also builds the lives of the people living in these houses.
Chhattisgarh ke 3 lakh garib parivar apne naye ghar mein grah pravesh kar rahe hain. Main in sabhi parivaron ko ek naye jeevan ke liye bahut shubhkamnaen deta. In garib parivaron ke sir par pakki chhat aap sabhi ki wajah se hi sambhav ho payi hai.
On this occasion, the Prime Minister flagged off the Memu train service on the Abhanpur-Raipur rail section. The program was also addressed by Union Housing and Urban Development Minister Manohar Lal Khattar and Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai. 50 Maoists surrendered today in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. Out of these, 13 Maoists had a reward of 68 lakh rupees declared on their heads. It is for the first time that such a large number of Maoists have surrendered together in the state. Bijapur district's Superintendent of Police Jitendra Kumar Yadav said that those who surrendered include Maoists of the level of militia commanders and deputy commanders active in the Maoist PLGA battalion and other companies.
टोटल 50 माओवादियों ने सरेंडर किया है. इस सरेंडर में यहाँ की जितनी भी फोर्स जो एक्टिंग है, चाहे वो डीआरजी हो, बस्तर फाइटर हो, सीआरपीएफ, कोबरा, इसके अलावा एसटीएफ जो बटालियंस है, सारे फोर्सेस हैं, इनका ही महत्वपूर्ण योगदान है. बीजापुर जिले की अगर हम बात करें तो अभी तक पिछले साल से लगभग 656 माओवादियों को गिरफ्तार किया गया है. इसके अलावा 346 माओवादी अलग अलग मौके पर सरेंडर किए गए हैं और 141 माओवादी अभी तक न्यूट्रलाइज किए गए हैं.
The surrendered Maoists were given a check for 25,000 rupees each as an incentive under the state government's rehabilitation policy. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today expressed happiness over the surrender of 15 Naxalites in Bijapur, Chhattisgarh, and welcomed them into the mainstream. The center announced today the extension of the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, for another 6 months in parts of Manipur, Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland starting April the 1st. In Manipur, AFSPA will continue in all districts except for those under the jurisdiction of 13 police stations in 5 districts, Imphal West, Imphal East, Thorwal, Bishnupur and Kakching. The state has been grappling with ethnic violence since May 2023. The law has also been extended in 8 districts of Nagaland and parts of 5 others, while in Arunachal Pradesh, AFSPA applies to Tirup, Changlang, Longding districts and certain areas in Namsai district. The decision follows a review of the law and order situations in these regions where the AFSPA has been in place to address security concerns. Manipur has been under President's rule since February 13, following the ongoing ethnic violence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the challenge of textile waste, saying that it has become a major cause for worry for the entire world. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi expressed concern over a finding that only less than 1% of textile waste is recycled into new clothes. Speaking about water harvesting, the Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that works related to water harvesting and water conservation have gained new momentum in many states. Mr. Modi further stated that, like every year, preparations have been made on a war footing for Catch the Rain campaign this year as well. He urged the listeners to turn the campaign into a mass movement.
जल संरक्षण से ज्यादा लोगों को जोड़ने के लिए जल संचय जन भागीदारी अभियान भी चलाया जा रहा है प्रयास यही है कि जो प्राकृतिक संसाधन हमें मिले हैं उसे हमें अगली पीढ़ी तक सही सलामत पहुंचाना है बारिश की बूंदों को संरक्षित करके हम बहुत सारा पानी बर्बाद होने से बचा सकते हैं
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today held a meeting of leaders of all 5 constituent parties of the NDA in Patna. Mr. Shah convened the meeting at the official residence of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and discussed strategy and various issues related to Bihar Assembly election, which is likely to be held later this year. Besides JDU National President and CM Nitish Kumar, leaders of all NDA constituent parties like LJPR, Hindustani Awam Morcha Secular and Rashtriya Lok Morcha remained present. The meeting was in continuity of discussions held earlier among the NDA allies in Delhi. We have more from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah sounded the poll bugle for Bihar Assembly elections 2025 with his Bihar visit. During the public meeting at Gopal Ganj, Mr. Shah claimed that BJP will give a permanent solution to the flood. Mr. Shah also assured to revive closed sugar mills of Bihar to augment industry. Mr. Shah also held a crucial meeting of BJP and JDU with 3 other NDA allies at CM Nitish Kumar official residence. Earlier, Mr. Shah addressed a cooperative conclave at Bapu Sabhagar in Patna. He dedicated, inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of several developmental projects of road and infrastructure worth over 800 crore rupees. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Earlier, addressing a public meeting at Gopalganj, Mr. Shah said that the NDA is synonymous with development as several projects and development works have been sanctioned for Bihar.
एक और 5 साल एनडीए की सरकार बनाई है हम बिहार को हमेशा के लिए बाढ़ से मुक्त करने का काम करेंगे बिहार में बाढ़ भूतकाल बन जाए पश्चिमी कोसी नहर इसके लिए हमने वित्तीय सहायता दी जिससे 5000 हेक्टर के अंदर सिंचाई होगी और सांस्कृतिक विकास और बिहार की धरोहरों का सम्मान भी होगा
In Odisha, 11 coaches of the Bengaluru-Guwahati-Kamakhya Superfast Express derailed at Manguli-Chaudwar near Nirgundi Railway Station in Cuttack District today. One passenger from West Bengal died and at least 7 passengers were injured, some of them seriously, in this accident. The injured passengers are being treated at SCB Medical College and Hospital at Cuttack. A high-level probe has been ordered by the Indian Railways to ascertain the cause of the derailment. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Indian Navy ships Karmuk and LCU-52 will be sailing for Yangon from the Andaman and Nicobar Command today to assist in the humanitarian assistance and disaster relief HADR operations in earthquake-hit Myanmar. These will carry approximately 52 tons of relief material, including HADR pallets consisting of essential clothing, drinking water, food, medicines and emergency stores. INS Satpura and Savitri sailed for Yangon yesterday from the Eastern Naval Command as part of Indian Navy's immediate response towards HADR. The Defence Ministry said in a statement that the Indian Navy remains committed to India's resolve to remain the first responder in the region. In the earthquake hit Myanmar, its military chief has said that the death toll has risen to more than 1,700. As per the media reports, the death toll may rise further as many of those trapped under the debris haven't received help yet. In Thailand, rescuers are working to find those trapped under the rubble at the site of a collapsed high-rise in Bangkok as the death toll across the city has risen to 17 with 83 people missing. A strong 7.1 magnitude earthquake hit near Tonga, prompting an initial tsunami warning that was later lifted for the Pacific Island country. The U.S. Geological Service said the quake hit about 100 kilometers northeast of the main island in the early morning hours of Monday local time. There were no initial reports of damage. Residents in the Hapai Island group had calmly moved to higher ground. Tonga is a country in Polynesia made up of 171 islands. Iran's president today said that the Islamic Republic has rejected direct negotiations with the United States over its rapidly advancing nuclear program, offering Tehran's first response to President Donald Trump's letter to the country's supreme leader. President Masoud Pezeshkian, in his response, delivered via the Sultanate of Oman, left open the possibility of indirect negotiations with Washington. However, such talks have made no progress since Trump, in his first term, unilaterally withdrew America from Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers in 2018. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings on the eve of Eid al-Fitr to all citizens, especially to the Muslim community living in India and abroad. In a message, she emphasized that this festival reinforces the spirit of brotherhood, cooperation and compassion. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Shawwal, first day of Islamic month, Shawwal Crescent, has been sighted across the Kashmir region this evening. This has confirmed that Eid al-Fitr will be celebrated across Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. Eid al-Fitr is one of the most significant festivals in Islam that is celebrated with special prayers, feasting and acts of charity. The moon was also sighted in Lucknow on Sunday evening, and chairman of the Central Moon Sighting Committee, Maulana Khalid Rashid Firangi Mahali, announced that Eid will be celebrated on March 31. Namaz will be offered at 10 a.m. in Lucknow Eidgah. Moving on to sports, in the Asian Championships in Amman, Jordan, Indian wrestlers Udit and Deepak Punia kept the country in the gold medal contention in the freestyle event by reaching the final. On the last day of the event today, in the 61-kilogram men's section, Udit blanked China's Wan Hao Zhu 2-0, while Deepak Punia defeated Takashi Ishiguro of Japan 8-1 in the men's 92-kilogram category. In IPL, Rajasthan Royals were 175 for 8 in 19 overs against Chennai Super Kings at Barsapara Cricket Stadium, Guwahati, when reports last came in. Earlier, Chennai Super Kings won the toss and opted to bowl. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated or scattered light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over Maharashtra and Gujarat during the next 4 days. The IMD predicted hot and humid weather conditions in Assam and Tripura during the next 2 to 3 days. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says new era of permanent peace is being seen in Naxal-affected areas of Chhattisgarh, inaugurates and lays foundation stones of various development projects worth more than 33,700 crore rupees. In his Mann Ki Baat on Akashwani, PM urges citizens to make Catch the Rain a mass movement. Centre extends Armed Forces Special Powers Act in Manipur, parts of Nagaland and Arunachal Pradesh for 6 months. Indian Navy ships sail with humanitarian aid to earthquake hit Myanmar. Death toll rises above 1,700. Iran rejects direct negotiations with the United States over its nuclear program. President Draupadi Murmu extends greetings to people on the eve of Eid al-Fitr, and in the Asian Championships, Indian wrestlers Udit and Deepak Punia to play for gold in freestyle event in Jordan. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.